11:52. And we all know what that means. That means it is Lunchtime with the Invasion, brought to you by Matt Alstrom, the Texas Law Dog. Matt McLaren, Donovan Lewis, happy to join you on this Friday afternoon. We all know that a lot of people like to go out and get lunch on a Friday. Hey, glad you are joining us. We will have Just a Sip at 12:30. Josh Bogorod will join us at 12:10. We are live at Rodeo Goat in Arlington on Division. It's a couple of blocks west of Cooper at East End Division. We are here for lunch because we are kicking off Mercy Street Month here at Rodeo Goat. Mercy Street helps children in South Dallas through sports and mentorship. And we are here because if you purchase an Evan Grant burger, a dollar of that goes to Mercy Street. You can round your bill up, and that will go there also. You can also participate in an online raffle that goes from today through the 12th. RodeoGoat.com/Mercy Street is where you can check that out. But we are so happy to be joined by the man that the burger is named after. So everyone, please welcome Evan Grant to the Invasion. Evan, how are you doing, sir?
It's good to be with you guys.
Right. It's good to be with you. Yeah.
We got to get an Evan Grant burger over here. We got to get you guys a taste one.
We do. I would love to taste an Evan Grant burger. I've been hearing so much about it, and I heard you describe it with the sweet spot yesterday, and I was like, man, that's right up my alley, so we need to get it done.
Oh, it's up everybody's alley. I don't know why anybody would order anything other than an Evan Grant burger this month.
I don't know why they would do that either. Come here every day and order an Evan Grant burger.
Bacon, Gouda stuffed patty. Brisket, home run aioli. Your mouth is watering, Don.
It really is, and that's just right up your alley, right? That's what you like. You constructed this burger yourself.
I had a lot of the elements. I don't know that I came up with the French fry potato salad, but that was a nice addition. You know, you have to give the folks here some creative license. They've got a number of very creative burgers on the menu.
And, yes.
I don't know how this whole thing with Mercy Street really bloomed into what it is, but it's become a great little deal. Wanted to do something with the month that my burger is on the menu to help raise some funds for someplace worthy. Mercy Street is in my neighborhood. It's where the Rangers Youth Academy is. It's close to the Dallas Design District Rodeo Goat, where I'll be this afternoon. And the folks behind Rodeo Goat, the folks at Mercy Street, came together, and we put together a really nice little fundraiser that hopefully will get these kids much more equipment, fund their teams better, and they've really had a boom in enrollment in sports teams there, and so this money is needed.
Yeah, and this is such a great way to do it because, again, if you didn't hear, when you order the Evan Grant burger, that's how you help to donate to Mercy Street. And also, the raffle that you have put together as well at RodeoGoat.com/Mercy Street, where you have a lot of things that are signed and items from a lot of sports celebrities and guys that I'm sure that you know pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, we the Rangers were very helpful on this front. They donated several baseballs that are signed by Michael Young, Corey Seager, Wyatt Langford. They donated a package that includes a signed baseball by Nathan Eovaldi, 4 tickets to a game this season, and a private tour of Globe Life Field from the one and only John Blake.
All right.
The Mavericks donated a Kyrie Irving signed basketball. The Stars donated a Jamie Benn sweater that's signed, that's really cool looking. FC Dallas did a full team jersey. There's ticket experiences for all of those. And for people who are real gluttons for punishment, you can take a raffle ticket and win lunch with me if you want.
What are you talking about? That's the highlight of this raffle,
yeah,
man.
There you go. That's the way to do
this
it right
how,
there.
This is look how this. It's going.
We have Evan Grant.
Oh, we have the burger right there. Even cut it in half.
Gosh, look at
that.
Look at
that.
This
is
thing.
Very aesthetically pleasing.
That's
there,
insane,
Evan.
Dude.
That I like insane. That. Would you like my natural reaction? Yeah.
I
haven't
had
this
before. Natural reaction,
Don. Okay.
To my culinary side gig.
I mean, how do you fit all that on a burger? There's a piece of brisket on it.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Evan, that's fantastic. I know people don't want to just hear me eat on the air. So
no,
tell
we do.
Tell us a little more about Mercy Street.
Chowing down. Listen, I think that what Mercy Street also has done a really good job of expanding the sports program.
Wow.
It's not just baseball. They've got basketball, soccer, lacrosse, all of that out there. And listen, the whole genesis for this 2 years ago was to do it around Jackie Robinson Day.
Okay.
I had done a story in spring training about Mark Church, Kamar Rocker, and the lack of black players in the major leagues, and particularly black pitchers. And it was around Jackie Robinson Day, and it just seemed like a really good tie-in. And this year we brought it right back out. Jackie Robinson Day is next week, April 15th. Good reason to not worry about your taxes that day.
Right,
focus on
right.
Jackie Robinson Day.
For real.
The Rangers are in Los Angeles tonight playing the Dodgers, Jackie Robinson's team. So it just seemed like today would be a good day. The great thing that I love that Rodeo Goat has done is that all month long, the burger's on the menu, and every and a dollar from every burger is going to go to Mercy Street. You've got the raffle. There's multiple ways to kind of help fund this effort.
And, you know, growing up, and this is Evan Grant, joining us here, beat writer for the morning news, of course, with the Texas Rangers for a long time. Man, I thought I was going to be a professional baseball player. That's what I wanted to do. All of my friends on our street, we would gather. And one year, our parents even put us in a little league together. All the kids on the street, we'd hop in my best friend across the street in the back of his dad's truck, and we all go to the park and we play baseball. And that was it. That's all we did. And I don't want to say, you know, good old day stuff and how kids are these days and how it's not like that when we were growing up, but it feels like you don't see a lot of kids having baseball as their favorite sport, because we've talked about that
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, we have,
like,
yeah.
That was my favorite sport growing up.
Yeah, mine too.
And it feels like it's just lacking a little bit, and maybe the changes in some of the rules making it a little more of a streamlined sport, easier to digest at the ballpark, maybe that'll help a bit.
I think all the rules that Rob Manfred has instituted have made the game much easier for families to take their kids to games, even on weeknights. You get out of there at 9:30.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's a little bit later than usual, but it's not a 3.5-hour game anymore. The game moves faster. I think they've added things that add excitement to the game, like moving the bases a little bit closer together to encourage base stealing. But it's also important to get out into the communities and make sure that kids get introduced to baseball at the level where they enjoy playing it. And like you talked about, Donnie, and I talked about, you know, when we were kids, we just go out and play wiffle ball or tennis ball or whatever you would
right.
in the street. Now everything is organized. And listen, this is crazy talk, but there's a film clip of the Little League World Series, and there's a team from Tampa in it. This is 1980 or something like that.
Okay.
And that team was all inner city kids. And Gary Sheffield was on that team. Derek Bell was on that team. I think Floyd Yeomans was on that team. All guys who were major leaguers. How cool would it be if, like, the kids from the inner-city Dallas program ended up representing Texas or the Southwest in a Little League World Series tournament? Wouldn't that be incredible?
That would be incredible, for real. That would be great.
Yeah, it would be amazing. And it's one of those things, the youth, like you're talking about, Evan, of trying to get these kids interested in the game, and it does feel like some of the things that have happened now with baseball. Just growing up, to me, it was always something. I mean, I played in two different leagues every summer. Not that I played year-round. It was a little different back then. But, man, you couldn't get enough of it. And then it felt like for a while that kind of went away. And maybe some of the changes they're making will filter back down and get kids excited about going again, to where there's always something happening and you're not waiting for so long where you're sitting there. Like the 3-2 outcomes that for a while that was all you saw. And you could watch half a game and barely see anything happen.
I mean, it's not an exciting game to watch when you see guys just strike out
right,
or walk.
Right.
And even at that point in time, the home runs kind of become almost numbing a little bit. They lose their effect because that's the only way teams are scoring runs.
Yep.
I like the fact that the Rangers this past weekend, or the Mariners series, they manufactured runs. They did things that we all talk about when we educate kids on baseball.
Yeah.
Do the things. Do the little things. Run hard, you know, go after every ball. Wyatt Langford saved a run by going into the corner and getting a ball back to second base very fast. Nobody noticed that in the moment, but these are fundamental baseball elements, and when you do that and it makes it accessible to everybody, you don't just have to be a big guy who hits 40
right.
home runs. I like where baseball's headed in that direction on the field.
So we have Evan Grant with us, and we can't have you sit down and not talk a little bit about this team. I know you are, man, you're really proud of what you've done with Mercy Street and the connection with Rodeo Goat. But I do want to ask you about what you've seen so far, and hear you on the station all the time. But is this kind of what you expected? Because we were talking about how early on the schedule is going to be pretty tough. The first 40 games is a pretty tough schedule for the Rangers, and it feels like that they've handled themselves pretty well so far. So is this kind of what you expected?
Listen, I, I didn't know what exactly to expect. I just prayed that I didn't see last year all over again because it wasn't a fun team to watch.
Yeah, right.
And even when they're not scoring right now, it feels like at-bats have an approach. They mostly have an approach. There is a plan. I think all of that starts with the addition of Brandon Nimmo at the top. He's been an energizer at the top. And I think it's the whole idea was to get everybody to buy into this approach. And I think that's what we've seen by and large the first 2 weeks. It's made for fun baseball to watch. We have changed the narrative here in North Texas where it comes to pitching. It's unbelievable.
Does that blow your mind, seriously? Because for so many years, it's just been about the bats and scoring runs, and now this team is a good pitching team.
It's, you know, it's part of that is obviously the stadium is more conducive to pitchers, but what Chris Young did by going out and getting Jacob deGrom and paying for that and getting Nathan Eovaldi, who is one of the best teammates I've ever seen in a clubhouse in terms of helping other pitchers out. I think Jack Leiter has taken exponential steps quickly because of Nathan Eovaldi's presence. I think it's been a factor in Mackenzie Gore very quickly. And now when you add Mackenzie Gore to DeGrom and Eovaldi, and you've got Leiter in the four spot, you've got a top four that can go with anybody in baseball. That was the real takeaway from the series with Seattle. You know, you swept Seattle, who had dominated you for the last 3 years, but what you did was you went against what is considered the best rotation in the major leagues. Mm-hmm. You went against their top three pitchers, and you outpitched them.
Which is crazy to think, man.
No,
but
no,
I would have thought that. When they made the trade for Mackenzie Gore, who was the Nationals' one, and now you've got a guy who for a lot of teams would be the, like their number one starter is your number three guy coming in behind that. That has to be, whether it's the Mariners or anybody facing the Rangers, going, really, Mackenzie Gore is the third guy we get to face?
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you put together a championship-level rotation.
Right.
And we've seen other teams do that. And, you know, the Rangers now have, with Leiter in the number four spot, we've only seen Kumar Rocker once so far. We'll see him again this weekend. But I think he's taken some steps forward, too. He's really kind of gotten what the Rangers wanted him to do, which was get his arm up a little bit more, his shoulder. And now we're seeing the fastball, the four-seamer really hug the top of the zone and the sinker get to the bottom of the zone. And it changes batter's eye level, makes him much more effective.
Well, man, we know you have to run because you're doing the Rodeo Goat Tour today.
I got a double. I'm working a double.
I know. You're working a double. You have the apron on. Like, you're out here working. You're not just sitting around just waving at people, being pretty. You're out there getting water. Even Matt shook his cup in your face and said, sir, could you give me some more water?
Well, he gave me a Karen. He was like, I'll speak to the manager.
Boy, I had enough. I was like, come on, what are we doing here?
Matty Karen. That's just another nickname.
My water is just Matty Karen. We're not starting that. No. Jeez.
So, yeah, I'm headed out here to go to the Design District Market, which is at 1926 Market Center. I'll be there all afternoon, into the evening. Ian Kinsler's going to stop by at 1:30. To mostly heckle me, but I can sign some autographs.
That's good. Yeah.
And if you order an Evan Grant burger, I'll be running it out to you. Maybe I'll even run out some other burgers too. I love doing it, and it's a great day of service. And thank you guys for coming out and giving so much time and effort to this.
Dude, we are thrilled to be just a tiny part of this and what you're doing with the Mercy Street, and just even bringing that to light. Because truth be told, I hadn't even heard about it until. You started doing this, and I'm so happy that you did. We are at Rodeo Goat here in Arlington on Division. We are kicking off Mercy Street Month at Rodeo Goat. And if you buy an Evan Grant burger, $1 of every single one of those will be donated to Mercy Street. And if you round your bill up, that will be donated too. That's the great way. You can also go online at rodeogoat.com/Mercy Street because there's an online raffle with a ton of items that you can bid on there, including lunch with Evan Grant, which is my favorite, and that's exactly what I'm bidding on
right now.
Evan, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Always appreciate it. Always good talking to you. It's lunchtime with the Invasion. We will speak with Josh Bogorod, the play-by-play voice of your Dallas Stars, talk about that mad game with the Wild last night, and we'll do it next right here on The Ticket.